It is time for a Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. On the line with us right now is Eric Smith, who is Director of Broadcast and AV Services at Northern Michigan University. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Good. Thanks for having me.
We wanted to get you in today to talk about this. It's a little bit out of the schedule that had originally been set up because in light of everything that's happening with K through 12 schools closing and NMU closing its offices and classrooms and so on and so forth, at least the majority of them, EAN, or the Educational Access Network, has really become a tool right now through NMU that is helping with distance learning. Tell us a little bit about, real quick, what is EAN and how is it helping right now, especially with rural students?
Well, as the governor's order has now moved instruction to a remote environment, the EAN, our internet service here that spans across the Upper Peninsula, is helping people primarily in rural areas stay connected to their schools. And so families have the opportunity, if they don't have another internet service provider, to possibly subscribe to the EAN service, which then connects them to the internet and all of their coursework that the teachers may be providing. One of the unique features about EAN is the ability to get what's called a SEPA-compliant service. That's the Child Internet Protection Act. And we know a number of families are concerned about what comes into their home in terms of the types of information that's on the internet. This connection provides families with the same type of connection that they would have in their school. So the filtering, the things that would prevent students from getting to sites that are inappropriate, follows into the home. And it just provides an added layer of protection for families who are interested in that.
We're talking about NMU's Educational Access Network, or EAN, with Eric Smith this morning for Wildcat Wednesday. You're working on expanding the scope of this service. I know that there's been some construction that is going on. I understand you're working in the Western Upper Peninsula in particular.
We are. We've been contacted by several schools over in the West End who are interested in getting service for some of their families that are off outside of the local cities. So in places like Ironwood, Bessemer, Wakefield, Marinesco, those are some of the areas that we're focusing on right now. And the schools have been amazingly cooperative in helping us with infrastructure so we can get a site up and running very quickly.
If people have questions about EAN, wanting to find out maybe about subscribing or getting that service to their home, what's the best way to find out more information?
Just simply go to nmu.edu/EAN, and that'll connect them to the information. There is also an interactive tool there that allows them to see if EAN is available in their community. And, of course, they can call the EAN number and talk to someone directly. We have staff that are manning the phones and taking care of that so people can talk to a real person.
Eric Smith is on the line with us today for Wildcat Wednesday. Eric, shifting gears a little bit, a lot of people in the community know you through also work that you've been doing for years with public broadcasting at NMU, and WNMU-TV is doing a few things right now to help also with keeping kids educated while they are home. Tell us about it.
Well, our broadcast service for public TV is offering, as we have been, the PBS Kids programming. It's on our second channel, which is 13.2 on the cable network. It's available also on some of the satellite services as well, but you can get it off the air too. So whether you're on cable or you're on a satellite or you're on an antenna, the 13.2, the PBS Kids, offers families with children's programming. But there's also a web component to this that allows families to go online and do activities that are related to the programs that their children are watching. And especially in an educational environment, we know that it's more than just sitting in front of the TV set. We want students and their families to be engaged. And that's where these activities come into play, because they can do fun things, they can engage in learning in a way that is really done by professionals, so that they are getting a good educational content along with the entertainment value of watching the children's program.
WNMU-TV is also doing a little bit of a programming shift as well, which this is actually, I think, a very good idea to kind of put some programming on, but learn from it. Tell us about that.
We've decided on our main channel to shift the afternoon schedule starting next Monday to what's called PBS World. World features a number of educational type programs from science, nature, history, education, those kinds of things. And World will be available from 12 to 5 each afternoon. But again, if you go to the website for World, you'll find not only information about the programs, but also curriculum ideas, things that help you figure out what it is you're learning, and in fact, get you more in depth with some of the content that's being displayed in the program itself.
And the website for WNMU-TV for folks to find the full schedule there is what?
Just WNMUTV.NMU.EDU.
Well, Eric, we appreciate a few moments of your time today to give us this information again about the EAN and also the WNMU-TV programming at PBS Kids. We appreciate your time, and be well.
Thank you.